San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, January 16, 2022. Today's message is Embrace the Now with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am so excited to be here today, to be here right now, to embrace the now. This is an amazing, amazing day, and I love it. It's also a day when you don't need a sweater, so I really love it. So I'd like to begin the way I do every Sunday, anchoring us in the absolute truth that underlies all of existence, that is the foundation of the universe. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. We anchor ourselves in this truth. This is the truth of all life. And so it is. So this is the third Sunday of the new year.
Wow.
Three Sundays in. That's pretty amazing. Now, at the beginning of the year, we did have our intention setting, our affirmative prayer process that we undertook and invited everyone to go through the meditative process and to fill out their affirmation form and then to turn it over to us. Not so that we could rip it open and read it and go, I'm not sure if you should have that. I'm not, what is she thinking? No.
That's my job.
You write it out on the forms, and we still have forms for those who have not completed it.
I love it.
Wonderful. We'll get you one right after service. And you fill out the form with your intentions for the new year, and then you seal them in the envelope, and you write your own name and address on the outside, and then you turn it over to us, and we keep it sealed all year long. And we pray over your intentions through the year, knowing that they are unfolding perfectly for you through the entire year. And then we return them to you around Thanksgiving so that when you open them up, you can go, whoa, I forgot I intended that. But look at what I've got. Everything's right here, right now. Miracles happen through the intention setting and affirmative prayer process. And so we will be having the forms throughout the rest of the month. And then if anybody happens to come and ask me specifically for one, say February, yeah, we'll let them play. I mean, it's all God. So there's an icon on your programs, and it's a little blackboard. And it has three words with checkboxes next to them. Tomorrow, later, and now. And now is checked off. And that's because today's lesson is embrace the now. Our annual theme and January's theme is living everyday wonders. So we've already talked about the childlike wonder of looking at things through fresh eyes. One of the things we learn as we get older is to delay our appreciation of the now. We say, okay, so I'm right here, right now, but I have a list of things to do. I have a real long list of things to do. So some of them I'm not going to do right now. I'm going to put that off till tomorrow. Or I'm going to do that later. I don't feel like it right now. And that's okay. because you might be right in a now moment. Like, you're right here, right now. Now is not the time to do your taxes. Now is the time to sit in your chair and be a part of this amazing experience. But if it's time to do your taxes when you get home, let me tell you what's going to happen if you don't. There's this thing called procrastination. It's a nasty little bugger. It is also its own punishment. Because procrastination, when you have something to do and you put it off, it doesn't go off your list. It doesn't go out of your mind. It is there in your mind. And the way our minds work, every time you want to do something exciting, your mind is going to say, but we've got all these things to do. You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do something else. And so we lock our joy away through procrastinating, through not following through. When we cultivate present moment awareness, then we're able to embrace the now without all of these background tapes and CDs and videos and Zoom lessons running in the back of our mind saying, but you should, you could, would you? And in these teachings, Science of Mind teachings, we do not use woulda, shoulda, coulda. They just are not a part of our vocabulary. If you should have, you did. If you could, you will, or you are. Shoulda, woulda, coulda are blaming self or others. We don't do blame. We don't play the blame and shame game. Goodness me, we are all the very essence of the divine. You're going to blame God? God, you should have. I don't think so. If only. No. So there are three steps to present moment awareness. The first is cultivate unself-consciousness. Unself-consciousness. That means let go and stop thinking about your performance. Number two, practice savoring. Now, when I say savoring, what do you think? Avoid worrying about the future by fully experiencing the present. When you're eating a delicious meal, you savor every bite. That's what your life is in every moment. Savor everything. What does this experience smell like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? If it has a taste. If it doesn't have a taste, your mouth will create one for it. How many times have you seen something and you go, wow, that reminds me of, and whatever it's reminding you of, that feeling is associated with an experience that often has taste and sound and smell. I see, a friend of mine gave me a little coaster, just, you know, a little coaster, beachy thing, because I'm, you know, native Southern California, grew up right by the beach, still live there. Different beach. But it says, feel the breeze, hear the waves, smell the sea, be at peace, or a couple things like that. So when I look at that, you know what I experience? Being on the shore with the sand and the wind and the smell and the sound of the waves. It's an immersion for me. When I see that little coaster, I experience the beach. And it isn't necessarily the beach where I grew up or the beach down here in San Diego, but it is this whole experience of being at the shore. Savor. Practice savoring. Number three, focus on your breath. If you want to get really connected in your present moment awareness, focus on your breath. Because when you're paying attention to your breath, other things that would occupy your mind and clutter it tend to fall away. And why do you think that is? Because you are breathing in the breath of the divine, and you are breathing out any little scattered thoughts. When you breathe in the divine, that's where your focus is. And so all the other things fall aside. So let's talk about cultivating unself-consciousness. Let go and stop thinking about your performance. When I first read that, I thought, oh, is this for actors? And then I laughed at myself. All of us are actors. All of us are on the stage of life. How we perceive ourselves is the only difference. So our performance is related to how we are acting, what others think, self-judgment. We're judging. When we're judging our own performance, what are we judging it against? Imperfect standards. All standards are imperfect. Self-judgment, your own self-judgment, is really a reflection of how you judge others. Boy, if that isn't a convicting thought. Judgment is comparison, not acceptance. When we are judging someone, we are not accepting them as who they are. When we are judging ourselves, guess who we are not accepting? Ourselves. You could, but the truth is, you need acceptance of who, what, and how you are, not from others. From yourself. Accept who you are, how you are, what you are, exactly as you are. That's called self-love. And it is always present moment stuff. You are always in the now. And the now is always for you to embrace. And to borrow from Nike, just do it. Just do it. When you are able to accept yourself, what you're really doing is accepting that the divine is perfect and expressing through you. The divine does not demand that you have a college degree. The divine does not demand that you wear a certain outfit. The divine does not demand that you do anything. How could the divine demand that the divine does something? How can the universe demand that the universe do something that is unlike itself? It can't. We can think it can. There's an old cartoon, and there's a guy sitting at a desk, and he's checking off qualifications. And here's all these animals out there in front of him, and he's judging them for whether they can get into something. And the caption is on the order of, just because a fish can't climb a tree doesn't mean it isn't valuable. Are you a fish trying to judge yourself because you can't climb a tree? Play in the water. Right here and right now is the time to count all your blessings and to become a blessing to others. And to remember that this year, living everyday wonder involves childlike curiosity. And curiosity is where the magic happens. It is. Eckhart Tolle said, wherever you are, be there totally. Wherever you are, be there totally. I have to admit that I am a thinker. Some people call me an intellectual. Some people call me a smarty pants. But the thing is, I do a lot of mental work, a lot of brain work. That's been the nature of my previous career. It's been the nature of my entire life. I see not just the big picture, but the fine details, and my mind expands it all out. So if I see a couple of little details, I can extrapolate to the big picture. And if I see the big picture, I can say, you know, something's wrong with that, and I can go right to the details and tell you, okay, this isn't going to work. Now you're going to make me explain it to you, why it doesn't work. My pet peeve when I was in computer science. Guys, that's not going to work. Sure it will. No, not going to work. Sure it will. No, guys, not going to work. Prove it. So then I would have to go do all my research and everything and you know, take all my paperwork and say, see here on page 239, this is why it's not going to work. Well, you could have just told us that. I told you it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So they should have listened to me.
That's right.
They would have listened to me had it been something else. Yeah. I could have just come up with the details first and handed it to them and not had the little game that we got into playing.
You should have done that.
Maybe I should have, yeah. But I didn't. And so what happened, happened. So, in the icon, we see tomorrow and later and now. And I want to say something about later, or I want to say something about tomorrow. Tomorrow is January 17th, and we honor and celebrate one of America's most influential individuals, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one who charted his own course, a course that changed America with a vision that inspired a nation. Truly, is there anyone who hasn't heard of I Have a Dream? Dr. King had a dream and an intention and a vision that was bigger than any one person or country. Among his greatest achievements, Dr. King's intent was to inspire future generations to believe in themselves and to trust in a higher power to achieve greatness with humility, with spirituality, and with integrity. He knew the importance of personal responsibility and that everyone can advance in life when they take the necessary steps of self-reliance. King once said the following, and I really like this quote. If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep the streets even as Michelangelo painted, or as Beethoven played music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. Whatever you are doing, put your entire heart into it, because that is what you are called to be doing in the moment. Look forward, of course. Make plans. Learn from history. But whatever you're doing, do it with your heart. Next month, I'll be sharing more of Dr. King's wisdom and influence on humanity as we begin the 64-day season for nonviolence at this center. We've been doing it forever. The season for nonviolence begins January 30th. Which marks the assassination date of Mahatma Gandhi, and concludes on April 4th, which marks the assassination date of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Both men made a difference for peace and nonviolence, and during the next few months, we'll be celebrating their contributions and pointing them out in our Sunday lessons, what they've done and what we can do to make this world a better place. And on Sunday the 30th of January, Reverend Mark Obkamp will be speaking not just on Prove It, but on introducing the season for nonviolence. Dr. King said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." In August of 1963, in front of the Lincoln Memorial, Dr. King gave his most famous speech, "I Have a Dream. I have a dream." So when we talk about his dream and when we talk about darkness cannot drive out darkness, what I want you to remember is darkness and hate are always in the past. And they need not be carried into the now. Now you can embrace the light, you can embrace the love. And why? Because it is who you are. You are the light of God. You are the love that God is. How do we know that? What are you made of? God stuff. The infinite can only create out of itself. And so itself has to have everything that was ever created. If something exists, it is part of the divine. You exist. You are part of the divine. Therefore, within you is the divine spark that is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Within you is that which knows all, is all-powerful, and is everywhere present. Right inside of you. The body is just your earth suit inside you is the you that you are. So tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day. Later is Season for Nonviolence. It starts later this month. And now, right now, what do we have? Infinite possibilities. We get to love what is. We get to use our present moment awareness. We get to remember Eckhart Tolle telling us, wherever you are, be there totally. Because you are right here, right now. And so you get to celebrate the wonder of now. Are you with me so far? Excellent. Okay, so place your hand over your heart and repeat after me. Today.
Today.
I am present with what is.
I am present with what is.
I open to possibilities.
I open to possibilities.
All is well in my life.
All is well in my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Ah, so breathe. Take in that breath. You are open to possibilities. You know what that means? Possibilities are open to you. It's that like-minded, everything works together kind of thing. When we claim all is well in my life, right now, it is. It is. Because in the spiritual realm, as soon as we make our claim, as soon as we speak our word, it is done. It is immediately done. You want to know why it's done? Because we couldn't even come up with these words to speak if they didn't already exist in the mind of the divine. So all we're doing is we're catching one of God's great ideas and speaking it. And you know, it's probably a very poor analogy, but think of a dog, you know. You say, I want the dog to bring the newspaper. Dog, bring the newspaper, you whisper in its ear. Dog runs off, gets the newspaper, and brings it to you like, look, I had this great idea. I brought you the newspaper. And God pats the dog on the head. So very poor analogy. Very, very poor analogy.
Are we the dog in this
scenario? Yes, we're the dog in this scenario. Oh, God. So I hope I haven't offended anybody or their dog.
I like your dog.
Marianne Williamson said, I embrace each moment as an opportunity for a miracle. We expect miracles every day. We see miracles every day. We often do not pay attention to the miracles that are going on every day. But with our theme for 2022, Living Everyday Wonder, we have set ourselves up to be seeing miracles every day. Every butterfly cocoon is a miracle. Every wave that crashes on the shore is a miracle. Every tree that bears a blossom and turns to fruit is a miracle. We just forget about it because we take it for granted. So we need to open our eyes and see these things in our present moment. Ernest Holmes is the author, is the founder of the New Thought Movement and the author, no, he's the founder of the Religious Science Movement and the author of Science of Mind. And he wrote, about time and about form and formlessness. In the second paragraph on page 101, he wrote, the formless takes form in what we call time. Time is a sequence of events in a unitary wholeness. It is recollection, attention, and anticipation, past, present, and future, simply the measure of experience. Of course, time is real, but never a thing of itself. If the timeless did not manifest in what we call time, it would never come to self-fruition. So, time is a construct, it's a moment in eternity. It's this moment in eternity. And we can remember past moments, we can anticipate future moments, but all we really have is right now. That's all we really have. In the glossary on page 638, he says again that the sequence of events, that time is a sequence of events in a unitary whole. It's not a thing of itself. Time does not contradict eternity, but allows it to become expressed in terms of definite experience. Time is necessary since it allows experience to take place within the one, but time is never a thing of itself. It's impossible to measure time, for yesterday is gone and tomorrow has not yet come, and today is rapidly slipping past. If we were to attempt to put a finger on any period of time, it would be gone before we could point to it. But elusive as time is, it is necessary to experience. It's necessary for us to have the concept of time playing out. It is not necessary for us to live our lives ruled by what other people think about time. I'd like to ask you to do something for me. Take your program insert from today, the one with the pictures on it. Okay, and you see the other side of it, the front side of it, has the icon, right? And it also has the title of the talk, Embrace the Now. I want you to do something for me right now. Put that flat on your chest and give it a big hug. You are embracing the now. Thanks.
That's good.
You know, think about kids. We don't have to tell kids to embrace the now. We don't have to remind them, especially when they're playing. Because I have kids. So if you don't have kids of your own, I'm sure you have seen kids or been around kids. When kids are busy playing, they are so in the moment, so in the experience, they don't notice the weather. They don't notice if it's getting cold or hot. They don't hear their parents calling them. They don't even notice that it's getting dark until it's actually dark. Why? It's the wonder of now. They are right now. They are fully embracing their now. They are fully focused. They are fully engaged in the experience. I love kids. I love mine. I love other people's. However, when you're the mother calling your kids to come in, and you can see them, and you know that there's a dozen kids there, and every one of them could hear you if they turned their ear to you, but they're so involved in what they're doing, they don't hear the outside. We can do that ourselves. How many of you have been so deeply in a meditation that you don't hear people coming into the room? And when somebody touches you on the shoulder, you practically jump out of your chair because you were someplace completely other. You were completely in your now, completely connected. Now is the time to count your blessings and to become a blessing to others. Part of those blessings is to remember to love you. Because when you love you, you are laying out a map for loving others, for accepting others. If I look at someone else and just by their appearance, I make a judgment about them, there's nothing wrong with them. There's something wrong with me. I need to fix my thinking. I have something else that I want to share with you. Given all of the stuff that's going on in the world, all of the stuff that we learned as children, all of the stuff that we learned in high school, in our adult life, all of the stuff we learned from fairy tales, all of the stuff we learned about authorities. Carol Labia has something to say that I want to share. No one is coming to save you, to give you permission, to choose you, or validate you. This has always been your job. You must love yourself so fiercely and fully that you have no choice but to be strong for yourself, to fight for yourself, to be yourself, and to build yourself. That's what Kara says. What I say is, now is the time to fully grasp this. Dr. Kathy Hearn used to tell us when I was in PCRS with her 20 plus years ago. She would say, there is no prince charming coming to save you. There is no princess charming to come and save you. There is no knight on a white horse that is going to come to save you. Nobody else can save anybody. Nobody can fix anybody else. We can only work on ourselves. So everybody you want to fix in your life, scratch it off your list. Because if you think you want to fix them, guess what they think? They're going to fix you. Embrace exactly who you are. Love exactly who you are, right here, right now, and in every moment. Anil Kumar Sinha was the director of the Central Bureau of Investigation in India. I know, you think, was that like the head of the CIA or the head of the FBI? Well, he's also metaphysical. And he said, today's moment becomes memory of tomorrow. Embrace each moment with happiness, joy, and fulfillment. Strive to enjoy your day to the fullest. Strive to enjoy your day to the fullest. Or you don't even have to strive. Simply decide. Decide. I am so pleased. I am so happy. What did we say? I am present with what is. I am open to possibilities. All is well in my life right now. And so I thank you for your time, for your attention, for simply being here and sharing yourself with all of us. Namaste.